Mishum de Kitra Bemaya Ahadukim Hedik. We just say Mishum de Kitra Ahadukim. The worst Mayim Tegel. The Bar says Mishum de Kitra Ahadukim Hedik. Because the knot could get very tight. Like who says it's talking about a loose knot? Knot? No, we have to be afraid. Like maybe a loose knot will become very tight. So by a knot there, we have to be afraid very much that it'll become too tight and it'll stop the water from getting through. Avu reisha to maya kfuya makfule. But by the reisha, we have just one kli instead of another kli. Usually what happens is when you put it into the mikvah, the water picks it up, like it starts to float. So even though it's a heavy kli, but when the water starts to get inside it, with the water makes the top kli float above. So there's no real pressure of the top kli on the bottom kli. So I would have thought there is no shiloh katzitza. However, reisha demai, when the water gets in there, in between the two kelim, atfuya makfule, makes it float, it picks it up a little bit, lamona, the top kli. So lehevi katzitza, I would have thought there, for sure there's no problem about a katzitza. Tzricha. Therefore, I need both cases, both the reisha and the seifa of the mishnah, both have to say hilchos katzitza. That by kotchim, we have these two type of chumras. We're afraid by kochim for the knot, and we're afraid by the weight of the kliyosum. So therefore, that could be pshat and the ratio also, both the same thing. Yeah. Where it says Rabbi Loi, now the Gemara says now Rabbi Loi the time. Rabbi Loi that says the time of the ratio of this one kli inside the other kli is that the shnat be a chatzitz, he goes according to his own time. Rashi says, "Rabbi Loi, diuki time of the reisha mishum chatzitza letaimei." He goes according to his own shitas. Rashi, "Diyomar esa milus shonakan." Rabbi Loi says the cloud that in our mishnah it says 10 miles, 10 chum is the rabbanon here. Elu shebein truma lakodesh. There's only 10 differences. The anan, really, if you count everyone in the mishnah, you'd alaf to nan bay. Our mishnah says 11 differences. So what's the pshat? Helahani tate dechad the time of klash lukachada. Rabbi Loi, it's very good. The time of the first chumrah, and the time of later the knots, and the time of one kli inside the other kli, the same reason. To both mishum chatzitzos, he counts them both like one difference, and therefore instead of 11, you only have 10. So Mamash Rabbi Loi comes out very good. More says Rabbi Loi the time. To Yom Rabbi Loi, Yom Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa, Esa Mailo Shonokan. You know, in our Mishnah, it only says 10 chumras, that there's 10 differences between shum and kochim. Chomesh Rishonos, is bein lekodesh, bein lechulin shenas vataras hakodesh. The first 5 chumras that it says kodshim has over truma doesn't have to be real kodshim, like the meat of an animal. It could even be regular chulin, but if you eat it, you have a chumra that chulin shenas vataras hakodesh. Somebody accepts upon himself to be mak petit, even his chulin, with the same type of a kedusha of tairam that you have to have for kodshim. So somebody has this chumra, even his chulin has the dinim also. The first 5. So if you have your kli, 2 kelim, you want to be teivel, you can't put one inside the other one. Even though you're not really going to eat kochin, you're only going to eat chulin. That was nasu, atayimus hakodesh, that has these chumis for these halacha, the first 5. But achreinis, the last 5, la kodesh, only has the real kochin. Avolor lo chulin shenasu atayimus hakodesh. But not stam regular bread, regular food, just on yom kabbal upon yourself to be noi taira, treat it as if it's kochim. Like you're a kohen that eats a lot of kochim. So you want to be used to keeping yourself Torah and the food Torah, so you make up a kabbalah, even the regular food you eat, you're lostly with Tairas HaKadosh. Such a type of halach, even though it has chumras, you have to be noi like kochim, but the last 5 things you don't have. Now why not? What's the difference? So Moses says, my timer, Chomish Kemaisa, the Yistlu, Dror, the Tumim, the Raisa, the first 5 chumras, that would really afraid, maybe it's still Tumim, the Raisa, like Kli, but Kli. We're talking about there, the tail Kalim, what Tumim, the Raisa, a Sheretz touched the Kalim. So they were Tumim, the Raisa. Halachshashi is now that you're putting one inside the other one, maybe the weight of the top one would weigh down on the bottom one, and there'll be a real chatzitza. Now, if that's true, if it really will be a chatzitza, it'll be tumim midiraisa. So since there's a sofik chashash and tumim midiraisa, therefore gozul be'rabonin bein lakodesh bein lechulin shenas vataras hakodesh. If it's a real chashash that maybe will be possible midiraisa, then the chum applies even to your regular chulin, your regular food that this kohen is eating in his house, that he accepted upon himself, tidit, with the same amount of tire as kochim, he has to be knowing that chumrah on this food also. Because it's a chashash diraisa. Rashi says, Roro de Tumma di Raisa, Chashash Tumma di Raisa, Kli Bata Kli. Iika Chatzitza Tumma di Raisa. Because if there's really a Chatzitza Midi Raisa, if it would really stop the water from getting there, it would remain Tumma Midi Raisa. So there's a Chashash Midi Raisa, you have to be Machmirim for Yechulin, Shunasa Taras HaKodesh. He Achurayim Vatoich, Afagab de Vekelim Shinitma Achura Bamashkin Tumma di Rabboni. Even though the chur, that second chur we had, that if you have three different ways of using the clear, the inside, the outside, and the hole inside it, we said each one has its own tumrah, and for kodshim it all has one din, even though we're talking about zoni mekabel tumrah with rabbonin, askinan, miyu, hod yom rabbonin, mashkin temeyim, kli, that's the rabbonin said that any water that's tumeh could be matama kli, mishum gzeira damashkin zavazavu. The reason why mashkin, water that's tumeh, even if it's a rishon or a sheni, it could be matama kelim, it's a gzeira, that water up to the mashkin of a zav or a zava. Hagoin roikoi, humeme raglov. The whole gzeira was, maybe you come to be knowing the same halachas with the spit of a zav, or the meme raglov of a zav, which those things are avhatumis. V'hani metamim kli midi raisa. If the spit of a zav goes on a kli, it's metam of the kli midi raisa. Uvetum midi raisa ein chilek bekli shatov ben achurayim atoichoy shebechomokim shetum unagazbo nitmas kuloi. And by regular kli midi raisa there's no difference. Wherever the spit of the zav goes on the kli, it's metam of the whole kli. Whether it goes on the inside of the kli, whether it goes on the outside of the kli, the whole thing is tummy. See, even though we're talking about mashkin, that's only tumim with the rabbanon, but it's gzeira auto the roik of the zav, which is tumim with the raisa. So therefore, it passed to make the gzeiras even by chulin shenas wataros hakodesh, because it has something to do with the raisa. The same thing, noisias a medrash nami chashash tumim with the raisa. The first big gemara, my soy shenoflu with tzuas asandu biyaver chavius big doy chavius. That there, the third chashash was on one shoulder carrying a shoe that has tumas zav on it, medrus, tumas midiraisa. On the other shoulder, carrying a barrel of wine. So the other chash is that maybe the shoelace will go flying inside the barrel and touch the kodesh. If it touches the kodesh, it's tumas midiraisa. So the other is the chash in the iraisa, therefore we'll mark believe in my chul and shenaz atarmas hakodesh. Right, and big the earthly truma, medrus hakodesh, shem yoshua leim mishtonid, zosu chash midiraisa there. At that, we say a kohen that only eats truma. His clothing is tamei for a kohen that eats kachim, because refrain maybe his wife when she was a nida sat on those clothing, and therefore it's tamei midiraisa chashash atum midiraisi, and kelim ani gemara mishum tsnura di amoritz shem azavu. Same thing, a kli that even though it was finished and now you're watching a betayra, it's no good for kachim because we're afraid maybe the spit of an amoritz went on it. And the Amoritz was had tumma zav on him. So again, there's a chash, maybe there's tumma midiraisa. So wherever we're afraid of tumma midiraisa, the Rabbanan made the chumra both on kodshim amish, and uadin on chulin, shenas wataras hakodesh. Moses vaitzel mashenkein bas raisa, but the last five, the last ludrora, the tumma midiraisa, there's no problem at all about a tumma midiraisa. They're totally only a chash of tumma the Rabbanans. They're only tumma the Rabbanans, nothing to do with midiraisas. Is gozu barabon la kodesh. True, the rabbanon made these gzeiros for mamish kachim, but lechulin shenas wataras hakodesh la gozru. But for regular chulin, just the kohen wants to be makpatidit with the same much tyra that he's kachim with. This much of a chash rabbanon does not make on that type of a food. For that food, you don't have to be makpatidit with these last five gzeiros. It's like gozru barabon. Right. Rav Amar Rav says a nufshat. Now, so far we had Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi says the ratio of the two kelim one inside the other mishum is mishum chatzitza. Rav says now no. Rav Amar mi the safe having mishum chatzitza. I tell you ratio lav mishum chatzitza. Like the way we started off. Mash mehilchas chatzitza starts later in the Mishnah, and the first din of the Mishnah of one kli inside another kli has nothing to do with chatzitza. For ratio I know time or gzeira shaloyatful machten vitzinoyrois. The kli shein v'piv kishuras hanoit. We're afraid maybe you're going to have a kli that's maybe inside the mikvah, and you're going to put small needles that are tamei. You're going to want to be table them inside this kli, and you're going to put it inside the kli, even though the kli is in the mikvah, but the opening of the kli is very small. It's smaller kishuras hanoit. That's the size of two fingers that go around like this.
like a bottle cap. You have a Pepsi Cola bottle. We're afraid you put a Pepsi Cola bottle in the mikvah, so the opening is not wide enough for two fingers to go around. That's not called the chibur, the water inside with the water outside. So you're not allowed to put now things inside it to be matiring them. And unless you have these small needles that are tummy. So you want to throw the needle inside this bottle, it won't be good. So that's the chash, that's the zera and the resha. That's why you can't put one kli inside another kli, even though the pot is very wide. And there it should be okay. But the zera, once you put something inside the other thing, maybe you come to put these small needles to neiras in a kli, shein bepitz, kishuras anait. Rashi says, the kli shein kishuras anait, that's not called the tefillah then. Shein hamayim hanichnosim letoichon chibul mei mikvah. Because the water inside that we'll soon see the next din. It's not called a good chibur. But the Gemara says kiritnan, like we learned, irav mikvois. If you want them b'ma'ariv two mikvahs, one next to another, like most of our mikvahs that we have now, is we have one bar, the kosher mikvah, and then you have a pipe that connects it to the base that's filled with witaibulin, and after we put in the new fresh clean water, then we'll make a chibur, we attach the two mikvahs together with the pipe. Now how wide does that pipe have to be to connect the two mikvahs? It's not an ear of mikvahs, kishafera sanoid. It has to be wide enough, at least kishafera sanoid,